This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Maybe there's going to be a deal on President Biden's big social spending bill this week. Maybe there's not, because honestly, who can keep track? But all we do know is that it's going to be closer to $2 trillion over 10 years than the $3.5 trillion progressives in the party had originally hoped, which means some of the programs in that package are going to be smaller as well, of necessity. We talked about affordable housing yesterday. Today, it's paid family leave. It was 12 weeks in the original plan. It's at 4 weeks now, which is below average. Way below average. The United States is just one of a tiny handful of countries on this planet that doesn't guarantee some paid family leave. The others being Suriname and Papua New Guinea. And 4 weeks would still put us, obviously, well behind most rich economies, but it'd be a pretty big paradigm shift for American workers if our usual reluctance to take time off does not get in the way. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
4 years ago, when Chris Hosselman's daughter was born, the idea of taking an extended leave from his job as a busy trial attorney didn't really occur to him.
I remember my boss being like, hey, Chris, take 2 weeks, you know, try not to check your email too much, you know, you got it, champ. I remember being like, wow, that's awesome.
Of course, he'd have to make up those billable hours. He didn't really stop checking his email, and his newborn was still a newborn when he returned to work 2 weeks later. Hosselman lives in California, where he could have taken 8 weeks of paid family leave.
It wasn't the financial burden so much as, hey, you want to show you're a team player and you want to get back in the game.
Even when paid family leave is available from an employer or one of the 9 state programs, it can still feel hard to use, says Michelle Keefe, founder of staffing firm MomUp.
You know, what are the other people in the office doing? How are the managers handling it? How are senior leadership viewing it and encouraging people to use it?
And while new moms are sort of expected to take time off, it might be different for dads. An analysis of California's paid family leave program found it led to women taking 5 additional weeks off, but men only a few extra days. But the gap is starting to shrink, says Brad Harrington, the head of the Boston College Center for Work and Family.
I think that idea that, oh, you can offer it to fathers, but they won't take it, is quickly being realized to be a myth and not a reality.
In his surveys, a majority of men take all the time they're offered. But for those who don't, it often comes down to money. Many state programs provide only partial income replacement, which isn't always enough for a family to get by. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.